It's time for Crave's Gospel Truth with Pastor Don Swarthout, coming to you from Pensacola, Florida. Over the next few minutes, Pastor Swarthout will share from his heart and bring you a message from the Word of God. We would like to invite you to visit our website at christiansforamerica.com. That's Christians, the number four, America.com. It is our prayer that you will be blessed and encouraged by today's message. And now, Crave's Gospel Truth with Pastor Don Swarthout from Pensacola, Florida.
Hello, everybody. This is Don Swarthout coming to you from the Gospel Truth Center. Christians Reviving America's Values writes about 1.5 million letters to Christians each year. These letters are designed to keep people up to date on their rights and what is happening in Washington, D.C. and in America today. Writing and mailing these letters costs Crave about $675,000 per year. If we really, really have faith and believe in Jesus Christ and in God, and will follow God wherever He may lead us, He will take us places that we never thought we could go. Do you really have faith in God? I want to tell you, I was 50 years old before I could have answered this question with a resounding yes. To say that I was a late bloomer would be true, since I was born again at this same age. Verily I say unto you, that whatever you will say to this mountain, be thou removed, and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatever he says. Therefore I say unto you, whatever you desire when you pray, believe that you have received them, and you shall have them. That is what Mark 11:23-24 says. These are the days when we need to have our faith strengthened. We need to know God. God has designed the just so that they must live by faith. Any man can be brought to faith by God. Any man can be changed by faith in God. We know that God's word is sufficient, and one word from God can change a nation. This word is from everlasting to everlasting. It is through the word, the incorruptible seed, that we are born again and come into this wonderful salvation. The Bible says that man cannot live by bread alone, but must live by every word which proceeds out of the mouth of God. The food of faith is God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Men everywhere are trying to discredit the Bible and take all of the miracles away from it. Some preachers even discredit the Bible, but I say all things are possible if you only will believe. There is nothing, and I mean nothing, that is impossible with God. All of this impossibility is with us is when we try to measure God by the limitations of our unbelief. We serve a wonderful God, a God whose ways are past finding out, a God whose grace and power are limitless. I know there is nothing impossible with God in this world. If you will meet His conditions, God will always meet us. Whatever you desire, when you pray, believe that you received it and you shall have them. If you have desires from God, you will receive those desires. He will meet you along the lines of those desires when you reach out to Him in simple faith. And whatever things you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. There was never a man who felt saved before he believed. God's plan is this. If you will believe, you will see the glory of God. God wants us to to be in a place of unswerving faith and confidence in He, in Himself, before He is going to save us. Let me say that again. God wants us to be in a position of unswerving faith and confidence in Himself before He is going to save us. If your faith can remove a mountain, it can remove anything. God's plan is only, if you will only believe, all things are possible. This is one phrase I want to call your attention to. And there is one phrase in Mark 11:23, and the Bible says, and shall not doubt in his heart. Why? Because the heart is the mainspring in our belief. When a man and a woman fall in love at first sight, there's a deep and felt heart love between them. What is a heart of love? It is a heart of faith. Faith and love are kin to one another. Because of their love for each other, they will be true to one another. It is the same when there is a strong heart love for the Lord, which is Jesus Christ. God has brought us into this love, and in this love for the Lord Jesus Christ, we should have become dead to the law by the body of Jesus. By this perfect love and perfect faith, a man is born of God and is brought to a place of inward affection. This man experiences a loyalty to the Lord Jesus Christ and will shrink from anything that is impure. The purity between God and a woman, where there is a deep natural affection between them, between man and woman, means that they will hate the idea of the other being untrue. Therefore, in the measure which a man has faith in Jesus, he is pure. It is a faith that works by love. So, as we have a heart relationship with our Lord, our faith cannot be questioned. We cannot doubt in our hearts the love of Jesus Christ. As when we read His Word and believe the promises He has so graciously given us, we become partners of His very essence in life. His words to us, they are spirit and they are life. They transform us, expelling that which is natural and bringing in that which is divine. It is impossible for us to understand the love of God as we think along natural lines. We must have a revelation from the Holy Spirit. God gives to us liberally. He that asks, receives. God is willing to bestow on us all things which pertain to life and to godliness. The same love that brought you Jesus is the same love that helps you and I to believe. To every weakness, God will be your strength. And you need His touch. Remember that He loves you. Look to God, whose grace is the very essence of His love. God delights you in giving you liberally all the strength and power you are in need of receiving. When you have Jesus Christ, who heals the brokenhearted, who lets the captives go free, and saves the very worst of us, dare you spurn this glorious gospel? Dare you spurn this grace that is a free gift to you? Do you spurn this gospel which brings liberty? Do you spurn this gospel which brings people out of bondage? Do you spurn this gospel which brings all of us into perfect health? Do you spurn this gospel of complete salvation? God can never bless us on the lines that we are hard-hearted, stubborn, critical, or unforgiving. These things will hinder faith faster than anything. I believe there are a great many who could be healed, but they are harboring feelings in their hearts that are against them. These people need to let these feelings go. Forgive, and the Lord will forgive you. There are many people who mean well. However, they have no power to do anything for God. Why? There is some little thing that came into their hearts years ago, and their faith has been paralyzed ever since. These people need to bring everything to God's light. God will sweep it all away if you will let Him. Let the precious blood of Jesus Christ cleanse us from our sin. God will meet you and bring your lives into the sunshine of His love. Our precious Lord Jesus Christ has everything for everybody, for the forgiveness of sin, to the healing of diseases, and the fullness of the Spirit and being set free. We should hear Him who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. In my opinion, Jesus Christ announced the purpose for His coming when He said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, to the recovery of sight to the blind, to set them at liberty, them that are bruised, and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." For a little while, Jesus ministered on this earth. Then He gave His life as a ransom for us all. He died for even those who are unsaved today. Before His return to heaven, He told His disciples that they would receive the power of the Holy Spirit. He also told them that through His glorious ministry, they would receive this power, and the power of the Holy Spirit was not only for a few apostles, but even for them who were afar off, even for as many as God should call. And that can be found in Acts 2:39. But this power for a few, was it just for a few who lived in the first century? No, I don't think so. Read Mark's account of the Great Commission, and you will see that it is for them that believe. After receiving the Holy Spirit, I sought the Lord as to why I was baptized with the Holy Spirit. His response was that I was baptized with the Holy Spirit so I could defend our Constitution, help alcoholics and drug addicted people hear God's Word, help college students to hear God's Word on their liberal campuses, to help military men hear the Word of God, and to help them become disciples of God. In short, I was baptized in the Holy Spirit to set the captives free. This Holy Spirit shows us and prepares us to be more than a match for satanic forces. Jesus was quick to tell Nicodemus something when He said, "Verily I say to you, except that a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." This was the Holy Spirit showing us and preparing us to be more than a match for satanic forces. When Man is born of God. He is brought from darkness into light, and a mighty miracle is brought forth. Every touch by God is a miracle. And so we may expect to see miracles today brought by God. It is wonderful to have the Holy Spirit on us today. I would rather have the Holy Spirit on me for 5 minutes than $1 million. You know, Jesus knew he was the Son of God. How many times has Satan come after you and he will say, "Oh, you know, you are not a child of God." If Satan says you are not saved, it is a pretty good sign that you are. Satan is a great deceiver, and deception is his only tool. When he tells you that you are not healed, it may be taken as good evidence the Lord has sent his word and healed you. The devil knows that if he can capture your thought life, he has won a mighty victory over you. The devil's business is to inject thoughts into your mind. On the other hand, God wants to let you let the mind which was in Jesus Christ be in you. Many people who are held by the deception of the devil, this condition becomes simply, they are allowed by the devil to make their minds the place of his stronghold against them. How are we to guard against them? Well, God has given us weapons which are mighty through God to the pulling down of these strongholds. These strongholds and these weapons are a means that every thought shall be brought into captivity to the obedience of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus Christ and his mighty name are an antidote to all of his subtle needs and seeds of unbelief which Satan will try to sow in your mind. The ministry of Jesus Christ did not end at the cross. In the book of Acts, are accounts of what he continued to do and to teach through those he indwelt and continued right up until today. Our Lord Jesus Christ is still alive, and he is mighty. His ministry is mighty, and it is those that are filled with the Spirit that through which he works. Jesus is still healing the brokenhearted, delivering the captive, and making them free. And I can personally attest to that. For those on whom he places his Spirit, he makes these promises that he will be delivering the brokenhearted and delivering the captives and making them free. You will find the hardest things can be accomplished by just lifting various places into the grace of God. You will have a wonderful Jesus, and he always proves to be a mighty deliverer. He never fails to plan things that are best for us. Jesus Christ, our wonderful healer and deliverer, proves himself to be a healer of the broken heart, and a deliverer of those that are bound. Once I was so bound that no human power could help me. There was no help for me. Why? Because I never prayed for myself. I never asked God for any help. Then one day, a question came about my faith. My faith in God, and this crossed my mind. Did I really believe in God and Jesus if I would never pray for myself? I don't think so. So I began asking Jesus for his help, and he began answering my prayers. We serve a living Jesus who will meet us when we call upon him. When I acknowledged it, I knew God had done a work in me. And God is a real God, a saving and healing power for today. Our Jesus is just the same yesterday, tomorrow, and forever. He saves and heals today, the same as he did in the old days. He wants to be your Savior and your healer. If you only believed in God, what would happen? Some have never tasted the grace of God. Some have never felt the peace of God come upon them. It is unbelief that robs these people of these blessings, and I was one. It is true to hear the word of God and not to believe or conceive the truth. It is possible that we would hear the word of God and not believe or conceive the truth. It is possible that we would read the word of God and not share in life that it brings. Why? We must have the Holy Spirit unfolding the word and bringing us to the life that is in Christ. We will never fully understand the wonders of his redemption until we are full of the Holy Spirit. Are you oppressed? If you are, then I would suggest that you cry out to God. It's always good for people to cry out to God. The Holy Spirit and the Word of God bring to light every unclean thing that must be revealed. There is always a place of deliverance when you let God search out what is spoiling your life. Remember the evil in the evil man in the synagogue crying out, "Let us alone!" Jesus rebuked him and said, "Hold your peace and come out of him." And the man was delivered. He is just the same Jesus, exposing the powers of evil, delivering the captive, letting the oppressed go free, and cleansing their hearts today. Those evil spirits did not want to be sent to the pit of hell. Hell is such an awful place. I don't know what is wrong with us that we don't really think very much about that, but we don't. But even the devils and demons hate the thought of going to hell. How much more should men seek to be saved from the pit of hell? Whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Seek him, call upon him, call upon his name right now. There is forgiveness, healing, redemption, deliverance, and everything else you will ever need to be satisfied throughout eternity. It is all here. Right now, all you must do is to receive it. All things are possible through the name of Jesus. God highly exalted him and has given him the name which is above every name and the name to which every knee should bow. There is power to overcome everything in the world through the name of Jesus. There is no other name given to men by which we must be saved. I hope you have a sense of power, virtue, and glory in that name. If people would only grasp the power there is in his name, if people would only appreciate the power that is in his name, there is no telling what would happen. Through his name, and through the power of his name, we have access to God. When we invoke his name, the face of Jesus fills the entire place with his glory. Just think of the people all over the world who are uttering the name of Jesus. God has victory for us if we will only believe in Him. It is a blessed thing to learn that God's Word cannot fail. We must never buy into the plans of humans. God can work mightily when you persist in believing Him, despite discouragements from the human fleshly standpoint. We should not be moved by what we see. We should only be moved by what we believe. No man looks at appearance if he believes in God. No man looks at appearances if he really believes in God. No man considers how he feels if he believes in God. The man who believes in God has got it. Somehow you know that God is a reality if you believe in Him. No one can prove to me that God does not always answer prayer. Instead, He always does more than that. He always gives us exceeding abundance above all we can ask or think. We must forget everything except what God says about Jesus. We must forget everything except what God says about Jesus. Jesus has proven Himself to be a lover of all men by manifesting His love toward Peter. Yes, Jesus loved the wayward one, Peter, and I myself have been a wayward one. I have been stubborn and I had an unmanageable temper, but how patient He has been. I want to tell you there is power in Jesus and in His name to transform anyone or to heal anyone. If you see Jesus as God's Lamb, as God's beloved Son, and He laid upon Him the iniquity of all, if only you will see that Jesus paid the whole price for our redemption, that we might be free, so we can enter in to a purchased inheritance of salvation. I've seen the worst of worst men saved by the power of God. I started to tell you about what things had been placed in my heart as a young person, and I had decided that I was better than other people because I understood God, because I believe I was there, therefore better than most other people. And when I became an alcoholic in about 1980, I eventually lost this opinion. To me, God revealed that I was not better than other people because of the fact that I had become an alcoholic. When I got sober, I realized that I was not better than others. In fact, I came to the conclusion that I was worse than other people, and this meant to God and Jesus that I was neither better nor worse than others were, at least not in the eyes of God. In the eyes of God, all people failed to live up to His standards, and I was just another one of those people. However, God still loved all people, even those who committed crime, even those who have not yet accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior. I came to the conclusion that God even loved me, not because I was lovely, but because God loves us all the same. This brought quite a change in my life. Once I decided that I was not better than anyone else, it changed my entire life. I used to think that I was someone special. I realized that God loved us all the same. Oh, I still have a long way to go in some areas, but I realize that God loves me equally with all other human beings. God is so awesome. He is such a good God. God wanted me to see more of this realization of this type of thing being done. And then I ask, well, how can it be done? Through His name, through faith in His name, and through faith which is caused by Him. And it is not of what we think of ourselves, it is what God thinks that is really important. We are about out of time for today, and we will be back next week, unless the Lord comes first. And if that is the case, we will expect to see you in heaven. This is Pastor Don Swarthout saying so long.
This has been Crave's Gospel Truth with Pastor Don Swarthout from Pensacola, Florida. We pray that today's program has been a blessing to you. For more information, visit us online at www.christiansforamerica.com. Once again, that's Christians, the number four, America.com. Or visit thegospeltruthcenter.com. We would love to hear from you. You can write Pastor Swarthout at 4677 Belvedere Circle, Pace, Florida, 32571. Or you can email Pastor Don at swarthout5, that's the number 5, at AOL.com. Or call 850-736-8613. Once again, that's 850-736-8613. Thank you for listening to Crave's Gospel Truth with Pastor Don Swarthout. We look forward to hearing from you.